In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. And a big thanks to our sponsors who help keep this show free for you to listen to every single week.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Well, hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 98 of our little virtual tailgate party here as we blast the show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant John Large, and we've got a great show for you this week. And if you want to know more about us, just a quick plug for all the things we're doing, you can check us out at tailgateradio.com. You can also find us at Twitter, at Tailgate Radio. We've got a community of around 50,000 rabid tailgate fans and fans that really contribute a lot to our show, whether it's guest ideas or recipes or contests that we have. Our fans, the Tailgate Nation, fans of football, fans of motorsports, fans of soccer, baseball, all sports fans. You know, we don't talk a lot of numbers here on Tailgate Radio. We don't talk X's and O's and who's got the best batting average or who's got the best, you know, field goal percentage or who's got the most touchdowns or rushing yards. We talk about everything surrounding the game day atmosphere. So although we're big sports fans, there are plenty of places that you can go and visit high quality sports podcasts, but we're a little bit different. We focus on everything around the game day atmosphere, including today. We've got one of the greatest chefs in the history of chefdom, I suppose, is the right way to say that. He's also a great sports fan. He comes to us from north of the border. He's Mr. Ted Reeder, and if you have been watching any Food Network shows or cooking shows, or just in the media, both in the U.S. and in Canada, or anywhere else in the world, if you've got a satellite dish, you're probably very familiar with Ted Reeder. So excited to have Ted on the show this week as we prepare for the season. Speaking of preparing for the season, I have to give shout-outs to the NFL for the debacle that happened at the Hall of Fame game this past week. I don't know how in the world, this is just a quick rant. I don't know how in the world a multi-billion dollar corporation whose main purpose is to put quality product on the field could allow something like that to happen, where a game does not happen because of bad paint, bad planning. I don't know what the actual, I never did hear the actual reason, but what I do know is that a lot of people traveled, a lot of regular people traveled up to Canton, Ohio to take part in that. I'm a big Packers fan. It was a big Packers weekend with Brett Favre going into the Hall of Fame, and congratulations to him and the entire class of 2016. And that's always a great ceremony. But the game itself, and look, it's not the Super Bowl. It's a small stadium. I think an old 25,000 Tom Benson Stadium. It's not the fact that the magnitude of the game was important. But to me, and I know to a lot of fans that have sent in their Twitter feedback or just, you know, vented online, have tremendous frustration. I mean, there's really no other word about it, that that game was not allowed to be played. And my understanding is it's a good thing that it wasn't played, because that paint in the end zone and on the insignia 50-yard line was hard as a rock, and people could have gotten hurt. I feel bad for the players. I feel bad for the coaches. I feel bad for the staff that worked so hard to put that on. This is not a reflection on any of them as individuals. It's a reflection of the NFL. And to start the season off again with another gaffe is just indicative of the current state of the NFL. With all the off-field shenanigans going on and with so many problems, to kick the season off with a sputter like that on Sunday night last week just doesn't give me a lot of faith in the leadership. I don't know. It's just strange that you know, to me that would be an embarrassment if it happened at a high school level, but it would be understandable. You've got a lot of volunteers. You've got people that may not be in, you know, have the latest and greatest in turf technology. But for the NFL, the premier sports league in the world, you know, that and the Barclays Premier League Soccer, but clearly a company that has resources beyond any of our wildest dreams, to participate in a Bush League move like that's just, it's very disappointing, but we'll get past it. We'll get past everything. Preseason football is in the air. There have already been some games that have taken place. So we're all starting to crank that back up for football season. And super excited that we're less than a month away from kickoff, both in the college ranks and the NFL, and high school football, at least down here in Texas, starts in 2 weeks. So that, if you've never been to Texas to a football game, there are some really unique venues, some big venues. Some stadiums hold 25, 30,000 people, and they fill them up. So it's almost like a college atmosphere itself. But football season is back, and even though the NFL stumbled, we will somehow muddle through and really brush that aside and just kind of shake our head and say, you know, what the heck? And we'll get on with our football season and planning our tailgate parties. You know, I was on Periscope. If you don't have Periscope, that's another place you can find us. We do little tips and tricks and tailgate facts on Periscope from time to time. And we've noticed that more and more tailgate clubs are doing that as well. And I was watching our good friends in South Carolina, the Gourmet Gents, and they were cooking some big time brisket and bacon last night, grilling, and I watched a little bit of that. Another great destination on Periscope is to find our good friend Blake Carson with Carson Rodizio. I'm telling you, you need to get a Carson Rodizio, and you need to get one fast, because it is just a perfect complement to your game day atmosphere. It is a rotisserie that is adaptable to almost any grill, and it's like going to a Brazilian steakhouse. If you're not familiar with the rotisserie, and Blake Carson, Memphis, Tennessee, also by way of somewhere in Brazil. I know he spent a lot of time there as a kid growing up. He's brought that culture up from Brazil, where the Olympics are still going on. We haven't even touched on that. We probably won't this week. We've got too much to get to, especially our good friend Ted Reeder. But before game day, go to Carson Rodizio. That's RODIZIO.com. Check it out and get your own. I mean, it is a handsome grilling implement that you will be proud to own. I know I am. So there's a cheap plug for our good friend Blake Carson, who you'll probably hear mentioned again in our interview with Ted Reeder, because Ted also owns a Carson Rodizio, as do I, and he's very complimentary of that as well. So we'll ask Ted about the Carson Rodizio and see what he has to say. And speaking of which, it's about time for our first break. But when we come back, we'll have Ted Reeder, chef extraordinaire, joining us on this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. Thank you again so much for downloading the show. We really do appreciate it, and we appreciate everything that you guys do as far as feedback, as far as input into the show, and as far as guest suggestions. And we always appreciate that very much. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first,
there's a town in Colorado called Golden. Founded in the gold rush, it was home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold. But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear. One man knew the value of that water. That man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in Golden to brew the finest beer the town had ever tasted. The miners were grateful, because when they sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as the Banquet Beer. Coors, the Banquet Beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
This is ring announcer Jeff Houston, and you're listening to Tailgate Radio.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and I have my very favorite chef in the entire world on the show this week. He is known as the godfather of the grill. Some people call him the crazy Canuck or the king of the queue. I just call him Ted Reeder. Ted, welcome into Tailgate Radio this week.
It's great to be here, John. Thank you very much.
We first met about a dozen years ago in Ottawa, Canada, at the Grey Cup. And I still have a copy of your cookbook called Sticky Fingers and Tenderloin. It's sitting in my kitchen. It's like a piece of artwork. And I know you don't remember that, but it was a great time. And we had a fantastic time up there at Grey Cup in Ottawa. Do you even remember that that weekend?
I lost a few brain cells on that that Grey Cup weekend. But I do remember it. And it was a great, great time. I don't even remember if I got to the game. It was that much fun, but I met, I was walking out of a bar there one late before Grey Cup. I think it was the Friday night. And I walk out of this bar and this guy drops to his knees and starts bowing at my feet. And I'm like, get up. What's wrong with you? And he was hammered. And so his friends told me that he was like a huge fan of mine and cooks my recipes all the time. And so he was sober enough though to you know, we got to chat and we had a good chat going on. And I said, come to the booth tomorrow. I'll sign a book for you. We'll shoot the shit and we'll have some fun, right? And he was a no-show. And I'm just like, but his buddies came. So his buddies gave me his email address so that I could send him a little bit of abuse for not showing up. And it went like that, and now this guy is still one of my biggest fans, and he's a really good friend. His name is Mike Zaborski, and he's been featured in, he has recipes in a number of my books, but it's just awesome. And it was tailgating, and it was having a good time in Ottawa. It was a beautiful thing. Not that we really tailgate in Canada, because we're not allowed by government restrictions.
Yeah, you know, that was very interesting, because I don't know if you remember that setup there, but Crown Royal had a huge blocked-off private area, but it was the size of a giant parking lot. So even though it was a private get-together, there were still some shenanigans going on in the parking lot. But it was an absolute fantastic time. And the thing I loved about it was that it really highlighted the fans of the Canadian Football League, because every team was represented. It didn't matter if they were in the game or not. They were there. And it was just for somebody from South Texas going up and spending time in Canada's national capital watching football, there was just something that felt right about that. And I had a blast. And, of course, you and I have run into each other, cross paths many times since then, the National Hardware Show, the Home Hearth Patio Show, and you know, you have traveled North America and probably beyond on a regular basis. What are you up to these days?
I'm just beginning to work on another cookbook. And so I spent the summer doing barbecue and doing what I do in food entertainment and being a barbecue guy and a guy that loves, I'm a chef. I love to cook, and every day is about the food for me. And it doesn't matter where or what I'm cooking on. I just want to be outside cooking. And, that aspect it's been a couple of years since I wrote Gastro Grilling. And it's had a great run, and it's a really awesome book. I'm very proud of it. It won Best Book in Canada last year, Best Cookbook.
Congratulations.
Single subject. And I'm thrilled about it, but it's been a couple of years. I took a bit of a break. I think I wrote a book a year for something like 15 years. And so I've taken a bit of a break, and so I've just started to write now, and I've got my inspiration, and I know what I want to talk about and how I want to express myself. So there's a new book coming, and that's really a lot of one of my focuses. My other is I'm a professor at the Canadian Food and Wine Institute in Niagara Falls at Niagara College, and I teach product development, product innovation, how you take a basic recipe and you scale it up and be able to manufacture it and have it produced in a food processing plant. And so I do that a lot. That's my other life.
Wow.
So that's what I'm doing. And I just got home from my kid's soccer game, and unfortunately his team lost. I think it was 6-7 tonight. He's a little bit dejected, but my daughter's team won. So it was a good night at soccer, and now I'm having a Tito's.
Hey, that's a good way to round out the evening for sure. Tell me about the book writing process. How long does it take you from the concept that you decide you're going to go with to actually having the thing on bookshelves for people to purchase?
Well, it for me, this last book, Gastro Grilling, my ideation process and my book writing was a total of 17 days. And I locked myself in my garage and on my back patio with my grills and my smokers, and I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote. And I worked from anywhere between 5 a.m. and 6:30 in the morning through till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I wrote. And my publisher had given me, said, listen, we'd like a book for next summer, but we don't have anything. And this was on November 5th. And so it takes me 17 days, but then it can take you 2 or 3 years. So there's no time frame that you can say this is how it's going to be. For me, writing is extremely passionate, and I have to be in that right frame of mind to be able to sit down and type it. I write every word that goes into my books. I don't have a food writer writing for me on the side. I sit at a computer and I type every single word that goes into my book. And for most of my books, I've food styled every shot and been involved in the art direction of how the photos were going to be. And I love that aspect of writing. But for me, the process is, you got to find your inspiration, and in barbecue, we're very lucky that there's so much great inspiration and great inspiring barbecue chefs out there that are cooking up food that blows people out of the water, the food that people can relate to and that's comforting, and guys like Chris Lilly and Ray Lampe and Diva Q and Chad Warden, all those guys out there. And the guys and the girls that are around the globe that are doing this are extremely inspiring. So when I go to write, I've got all this information and all this beauty out there of people that are just so passionate about the world of barbecue. So writing now is kind of easy.
I'm here with Ted.
If that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm here with Ted Reeder. I was going to ask you, do you think that the advent of the food and the cooking channels and shows like Pitmaster Champions and things like that has elevated the barbecue game?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's media is, and social media and mass media and big media plays a huge role in creating the direction that trends go. And so it's no surprise to me that this is a hot subject, no pun intended. But, and I've been preaching this for as long as I've been cooking. You know, get outside, cook over an open fire. There's nothing better. I don't care if you're working the line or you're in a strip club or wherever you are doing something. There's nothing more exciting than having live fire in front of your face and watching food sizzle or smoke and bubble and boil with deliciousness. And that's what I see.
Well, I know that, you know, I see, I was just a judge at a competition a couple of weeks ago, and it was a smaller competition, and I was blown away by the quality of what was presented on the plate for me to sample. It was just, I don't know what I expected, but it was not that, because it really, I mean, I felt like I was eating something from Ted Reeder. It was unbelievable, and I think people are really, you know, guys like yourself have really created the atmosphere to encourage people to get out there and spend time perfecting their craft, whatever that is, with whatever tools they have and with whatever resources they have. And I really think that it has been a fantastic growth of this industry. And you certainly are in the forefront of that. You were doing this before it was cool. So I applaud you very much. Let me ask you this.
Thank you.
Going into football season, I know you have a great line of barbecue sauces and seasons and things like that. And people can still get that over at TedReeder.com, correct?
Well, not right now.
Okay.
And just to say out there, what I've done is trends move and things change, and I gotta move, and as I say it, people move your cheese and you've gotta adapt to it, or starve to death. And so I needed to make some changes to my product line, and the flavors are all be there, but I'm going all natural, clean ingredient decks, you know, not that they weren't clean before, but, you know, super clean. I'm not doing organic, but I wanna give you the best stuff. And we're modifying our packaging and modifying our design, and we will relaunch in the spring of 2016. So right now, the website's just kind of quiet. We will be having all new things out for 2016, and we're rolling that out down the line. But TedReeder.com will be one of the places you'll find it, and there'll be, you know, my Crazy Canuck barbecue sauce, my Beerlicious barbecue sauce. There's pineapple rum, and this other one called Apple Brown Betty is like eating apple pie out of a jar.
Oh, my goodness.
And then there's my bone dust seasoning, and I have a sriracha bone dust that I'm bringing out.
Sriracha has taken over, hasn't it? Is that the...
It has. It's a hot sauce. And I think one of the main reasons for that, if you want my opinion on it, is that it's a tasty sauce, but it's a middle-of-the-road hot sauce, and that everybody can really enjoy and appreciate. And I'm not knocking it by calling it middle-of-the-road. I'm just saying that so many people go, oh, that's a heat I can tolerate. And it can be mixed into so many things. My kids love grilled cheese sandwiches with sriracha ketchup. That's what they like.
Wow.
And they don't want just plain ketchup. They want sriracha ketchup. And they don't want my hot sauce. And they're like, no, I want sriracha. Put your shit back in the fridge.
Well, then, you need to let them know that's how they get to live that life up there in Canada, is with Daddy's hot sauce. So that
yeah, well, you know, I love my kids because they're as honest as I am.
That's fantastic.
And they're not afraid to tell me, and they're only 8 and 9, but they're not afraid to tell me the truth and tell me where to go if necessary. So I like that.
Speaking of where to go, do you have any events that you have coming up that you want to tell the Tailgate Nation about?
Well, I'm just in something I just want to do. I'm trying to put it together, and I'm not sure if I'll have the time to do it, but talking about tailgating, I love tailgating. In Canada, unfortunately, we don't get to tailgate at Canadian football. They really don't appreciate it when a guy like me shows up with a barbecue rig and there's nowhere to park it, so I put it on the street and we fire it up. because the government doesn't allow us to do that. Yeah, they're very strict. But I do love going to Buffalo, and I'm a Bills fan. And hate me or love me, but I do like the Bills, and probably because they're the closest thing for me to go to here in Toronto. And I want to do just an impromptu, hey, I'm going to go, and I'm going to tailgate, and I'm going on this day, and I'm going to catch the game, and whoever wants to come, meet me at 8:30 in the morning, we'll be in the parking lot, and let's have a good fest and barbecue and just shoot the shit and have some fun. That's what I've got coming up there. I've got some business things, but I'm kind of quiet right now because I've blocked the time off to write. And I want to write, and it's so much fun just to sit back and, you know, put it together.
Well, let us know when you plan that Bills game. We've got a lot of folks that listen in and are part of the Tailgate Nation that are part of also the Bills Mafia up there, and we can get the word out, and you could have a impromptu big-time tailgate party. So, Ted, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week, and again, go over to tedreeder.com and check out recipes, all the books that he has. He's got a new one coming. And anything else you want to tell the Tailgate Nation?
If they want to talk to me about just any kind of cooking, it doesn't have to be tailgating, but if it is, you want to learn something about tailgating, try something new, talk about fire, smoke, any question you got, you can reach me. Easiest way is on Facebook at Chef Ted Reeder, R-E-A-D-E-R, BBQ. And that's my fan page. I run my fan page, so the postings are 100% Ted Reeder's. And when you ask a question, you get me. And just send me a message, man, and I'll help you out in any way I can. My job is to get people inspired to go out and cook outdoors and have fun and make it delicious and tasty. When you're tailgating, you know, patience is everything. So get there early. Build a great fire. Get the coals to the temperature that they need to be. Don't rush it. And then cook the food and eat it and drool and have a good time. That's what I do when I go tailgating. It's an event, man.
That's awesome. Wait, if you had to put one tailgate, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, if you had to put one tailgate menu together, what would that consist of in your perfect world?
Well, I would take only one piece of equipment with me to tailgate, and that would be the Carson Rodizio by Blake Carson. And I would take those down, and I would build a pit and a fire, and I would set those rotisseries up, and I would do all kinds of meat. Bacon wrapped chicken thighs sprinkled with my bone dust. I'd do big chunks of kielbasa. I would be stuffing meatballs with bocconcini cheese and threading them on those skewers. Whole roast chicken. You can do the sausages. I would put it all together and do that. I love that piece of equipment. I've cooked on and I have in my yard, just so we've continued this conversation. But I have over 60 different grills and smokers that I cook on a regular basis.
Wow.
And I've been firing up this thing over my pit, and I did a posting tonight about it, and it was just, the machine is dying because I put so much work into it, and Blake's like, wow, that thing needs a tune-up. And I just love it, and it's just the coolest piece of equipment I've worked on in a long time. And it's so simplistic. And so go check out Blake Carson and his Carson Rodizio, because it's a rocking machine, and everybody should have one.
Well, you can't get a better recommendation than from world-famous barbecue chef Ted Reeder. Ted, thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio, and I would love to catch up with you up there in Buffalo and sit down and have a nice cold beverage and some of that great barbecue out on one of those Carson rotisseries. They are awesome.
Thank you very much. I would love to see you again, John, and thanks for having me on. And to all everybody out there, tailgating, grilling, smoking, having fun, live it, eat it, enjoy it, and make every day a happy, delicious day. Cheers.
It's a barbecue. Take a meal. It's a barbecue. Turn up, do what you feel. Barbecue. Hey, hey.
In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.